Thursday night, partly cloudy and cold, low 5. And Friday, lots of sunshine, high 30. And for the weekend, Saturday, overcast at times, high 40. And Sunday, rain likely, high mid-50s. Thanks for listening on the Tri-County Herbie WCDO.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Hey, good evening and welcome everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Tonight we're live from SUNY Delhi. This is the Section 4 Class D Boys Basketball Semifinals. And our first game tonight features Davenport and Richfield Springs. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Both teams are finishing up their warm-ups. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'll welcome in my guest color commentator tonight, and we'll get you set. And don't forget, later tonight we'll have Deposit Hancock and South Courtright tipping off at about 7:45. So stay tuned. A lot of hoops action tonight here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here. We are live from SUNY Delhi tonight after an exciting night of Class C girls games last night up at SUNY Cortland. Got in the car and headed over here today to SUNY Delhi for two back-to-back games in the Class D Section 4 boys bracket. So I'm going to welcome in my guest color commentator tonight, Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson. Coach, always good to bring you in, and two games tonight, we're going to be busy.
I'm looking forward to both of these games. It should be very exciting. As we always talk about, the exciting time of the year. Anything can happen. We're seeing two very good games, four very good teams tonight squaring off against each other. I can't wait to get started.
Now, what's interesting about this, Coach, is you played Richfield Springs two times this season, and, well, the road to get here for Davenport was a win over your Franklin boys in the 4-5 game. So you know a lot about these two teams.
Yes, and in the second game, we also played against South Courtright. But I'm very excited about this one. As you said, Charlotte Valley, Davenport was a team that knocked us off. Richfield Springs played against them twice. They're in the same league as us. This is going to be a great matchup tonight. You're seeing two best Dillons in Section 4 squaring off tonight. Both very good basketball players. Both joined the 1,000-point club this season. Congrats to both of them on that. That's a remarkable accomplishment by both. And it's going to be a great battle. Kind of different styles of play from both teams, so it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays a factor tonight, but I'm very excited for this one.
Dillon Hosford for the Richfield Springs Indians. They are led by him. He's a sophomore guard. He's been sensational the last second half of the season. As Sky said, joined the 1,000 Points Club. I am so excited to watch Dillon Wade here tonight. The guy has an absolute machine, the big man inside for the Charlotte Valley Wildcats. I think, like you said, probably the best two Dillons in Section 4. I'm going to be interested. This is a long trip here for Richfield Springs. They have not played in here before. If you're a Delaware League team, you're more used to playing at SUNY Delhi. So we'll see how it goes tonight. These are two teams not familiar with each other. That kind of adds an extra wrinkle of fun to it.
Absolutely. And as you said, Dillon Wade, as I told my guys before we played them on Wednesday, or when was that?
Saturday.
I can't even get my days straight anymore. Before we played them on Saturday, said, he's just going to keep battling, keep working. He misses his own shot, he's going to get his own rebound. So it'll be interesting to see how this matchup plays.
This will be great here tonight. It's our first game, Davenport and Richfield Springs. Of course, we have a ton of special sponsors as well. We'll be recognizing them throughout the broadcast. And don't forget, we'll have Deposit Hancock and South Courtright in the second game later on tonight. So for Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and we'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members, can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to Shenandoah.org or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. We're just finishing up the starting lineups here, so let's pass them along to you. I wanted to wait a little bit extra because the Richfield Springs crowd and the Davenport crowd very loud here. I didn't want it to overpower us too much as we bring you these starting lineups. So thank you again for listening into the Butler Auto pregame show. We have Davenport and Richfield Springs coming up here in the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. First, for head coach Jeff Bush and the Richfield Springs Indians, they start with senior number 11, Austin Bowman, junior number 20, Andrew Oakley, junior number 22, Brogan Graves, a sophomore number 24, Dylan Hosford, and a sophomore number 25, Braden Dunkel. We have been told they will be out without Jordan Deliberto tonight. Very good shooter from the outside. We'll see what that does to the Indians. On the other side, for head coach Mike Ballard, for the Davenport Wildcats, junior number 0, Travis Pierce, a sophomore number 2, Trevor Wade, a sophomore number 10, Ezra Ansel, a senior number 14, Dylan Wade, and a junior number 23, Jamison Quigley. I think for Davenport, it's going to be very important. What do they get out of Trevor Wade, Jamison Quigley? Some of those role guys are going to have to shoot well here tonight, Coach.
Absolutely, and we're going to have to talk a little bit louder. I hope we have a voice left in the second game, Nate. But I'm telling you right now, this is going to be a great battle. As you said, an important shooter for Richfield Springs is out tonight. It'll be interesting to see how that changes things, because not only does him not being in the game hurt Richfield Springs, but it changes up the rest of your rotation. So we'll see how this plays a factor tonight.
Richfield does win the opening tip, and it should be a little quieter now, but Bowman's going to take it right on the baseline and score. Here for Richfield Springs, they lead 2-0.
And here's a little full-court pressure. The 1-3-1 Richfield Springs plays. I'm very curious to see how Charlotte Valley, Davenport, plays against it. They turn it over here to start it. And that was one of my key factors for tonight, is how does Charlotte Valley handle that 1-3-1? And then on the other side, how does Richfield Springs take care of the size that Charlotte Valley has down low with Quigley and Wade?
Richfield Springs is in the purple with the black and the gold trim. Davenport is in the white with the maroon trim. And now a steal by Davenport. So Richfield Springs with an early 2-0 lead. 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Wildcats to the right side. They go left to right. And we'll see what Richfield Springs decides to do against Wade. Back up top here for the Wildcats. And they'll work it to the right side. Looking to throw one into the right wing corner here on the baseline for Travis Pierce. Out of bounds, going back to Richfield. Well, about a minute in, and it's a 1-0 lead, or 2-0 lead, I should say, here for Richfield Springs over Davenport. Richfield is the 9 seed, and Davenport the 4 seed coming into tonight's game. Richfield coming in after upsetting number 1 Morris in the second round. Indians will go to the high post. They go to Bowman now. Right side corner for him. No. Rebound is picked up by Wade. Wade's going to dribble his way out of it. He is fierce on the boards.
That's going to be a key for Richfield Springs tonight. They're going to have to keep him off the board. Even if they don't make their first shot, Charlotte Valley, Wade is always there in the area to pick up any offensive rebound.
Wildcats with the basketball, left side for Ezra Ansel, and stepped out of bounds on the far side as they went for Jamison Quigley. So going back to the Indians, 6:30 to go, first quarter, 2-0 lead for Richfield Springs. And it looks like the Indians going to the bench, and Clay Bobnick's going to come in. And so this Richfield Springs team not afraid to go to the bench, very deep here, and not afraid to use different guys out there. Indians with the basketball. Graves is into the corner, and a pull-up jumper is off the mark. Tracked down by Hosford. Right side three for Hosford. No, left it short. Wade, another rebound. And Wade's going to dribble his way out of trouble here. Picked it up in a tough spot and goes to the far side for Jamison Quigley. Quigley across midcourt will dish one back for Trevor Wade. Now they'll pass down low for Antil, and he can't get it. Missed the left-handed layup, and Richfield back the other way. Hosford with the rebound.
Great pass, great look. Just got to finish those layups.
Hosford to the left side is going to kick one out here for Graves. Setting it up. Tries to split a double team. Goes back to Hosford and into the left corner, which we're kind of blinded from here by the standing Charlotte Valley bench. And now a traveling violation. We'll give it back to the Wildcats. I'm assuming these Davenport guys might sit down once they get their first bucket of the night here.
Based on the entire Davenport crowd standing, I think that's what's going to happen.
5.5 to go in the first quarter. A 2-0 lead here for Richfield Springs over Davenport. Section 4 Class D boys semis tonight. Tapped away, but Richfield couldn't get a hold of it. And it comes back to Charlotte Valley. They'll pull one back up top for Jamison Quigley at the top of the key. Quigley to the far side for Ansel. Down low for Wade, the jumper, in and out, rebound, Hosford. And the Wildcats a little cold to start this game. back across midcourt and to the right side for Bowman. High post for Graves. Knocked away. Hossford's able to gather it back up, though. Hossford into the paint. Pull-up jumper for him is short. Saved from going out of bounds, but Charlotte Valley will come away with it.
And we have not, we saw Dylan Wade take a shot that time, but it was a mid-range jump shot. If I'm Charlotte Valley, I'm trying to get him the ball deeper down by the block.
Left side of the floor now. They're trying to go inside for Wade. Pass was too hot, out of bounds. 4:47 to go in the first. Richfield going right back to the bench again, bringing in Damon Boss.
And you're seeing that 1-3-1 quick pressure that Richfield Springs plays. Davenport just has to settle in. I mean, it's sometimes you get caught up at the pace that the defense is playing. You want to just take your time, make the right pass.
4:40 to go in the first. Still a 2-0 lead here for Richfield Springs. I think both teams trying to settle in. Hossford, right side three, left it short. Rebound underneath for Pierce. And Pierce will bring it down the floor for Davenport. Here's Trevor Wade going to the far side for Jamison Quigley. High post for Wade. Spin move for him. Puts it off the glass and he scores.
That's got to be what their goal has to be the entire night. Get the ball down low into Wade.
4:15 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 2 apiece between Richfield Springs and Davenport. Pass is too tall and out of bounds. Hossford tried to lob it from the right to the left. Oh, wow, it's going to stay here with the Indians, it looks like. Half the Richfield Springs team was walking back down the floor, but tapped out of bounds by the Wildcats.
I think the Charlotte Valley player just barely got a finger on it, and he didn't need to. It was way over everyone's head.
Indians will look to get it in. They do to Hossford, and he's picked, lost it, but then he's going to steal it back. Wade comes away with it, though. Wade with that high-energy motor takes it coast-to-coast, up and under and in for Dylan Wade.
As you said, that high energy, that's how he plays every second of every game. Any ball that's in his area, he's most likely going to get.
3:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 4-2. Indians with the basketball, and Davenport now leading. They'll go to the far side for Bowman. Bowman to the high post looking for Graves. Passes down low. Shot is up and in for Clay Bobnik. And we're tied up at 4 after that inside bucket by Bobnik. So 3.5 to go in the first quarter. Again, tied up at 4. Low scoring so far. Defensive affair. Here is Wade. Splits two defenders. Tries to zip one back to the left wing side as the Wildcats go left to right. Top of the key for Quigley. Now leaving it for Otzel. Getting some pressure. They're going to try to go to the right side. Little pass through is intercepted by Richfield Springs. Austin Bowman got his hand in there. Back down the floor, and it's going to go out of bounds. Off the hands there of Damon Boss. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 4-4.
Both teams don't seem like they're settled in just yet, Nate. They're making uncharacteristic mistakes. As I said, I had the pleasure of playing both teams, Richfield twice, Davenport last Saturday. Both teams seem like they're just caught up in the big college court here.
And a timeout's taken here by Davenport. We'll finish that thought when we come back. 3 minutes to go in the first. We're tied 4-4 here on CDO.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU. Banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 4-4 between Davenport and Richfield Springs. Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. And Coach, I agree with you. Going back to your point before the break, that both teams settling in the college court does throw you for a loop sometimes.
It does. It's a completely different backdrop to everything. As you saw, a nice drive there by Quigley, but nice play by Richfield Springs by drawing the charge. But you're just seeing some uncharacteristic mistakes from both teams. And I think as the game goes on a little bit, you know, they'll settle in a little bit more. But 4-4 right now for these two teams is very low scoring.
2:50 to go in the first. And, yes, that was Quigley picking up a charge there for Davenport. And so Richfield back down the floor. They'll go to the high post for Dunkel to the interior. Dishes one outside and a traveling violation with 2:40 to go in the first. Again, tied 4-4. These are the type of teams that can score in the high teens and into the early 20s in the first quarter normally. But tonight, 4-4 so far. A defensive struggle.
When we played Davenport on Saturday, they got off to a slow start too. I say slow start, credit my team's defense, but 25 points in the first half, and then they exploded, just like you talked about in the second half. I think they put up 65 or something like that.
Wade is fouled as he takes it on the baseline to the rim. And so Wade is going to settle in at the line here with 2.5 to go in the first quarter, tied 4-4. Dylan Wade with all four of those points for Davenport, and the first shot is short here.
And their offense has been great when he's been getting the ball, as I said, in the low area. That time right there, he got fouled going up, but once again, gets the ball down low, close to the rim. That's where he does his most damage.
Wade settles in for his second shot at the line, a deep breath, and this one is up and good for Dylan Wade. And so Davenport leads 5-4 with 2:25 to go here in the first quarter. Live from SUNY Delhi tonight, Nate Lull and Franklin boys coach Skylar Thompson with you. And here is Hosford in the corner, left side three, left it short. I think the college gym is messing with him a little bit here in the early going because he's a very good shooter, and now a steal on the rebound for Davenport.
Hosford has left everything short, and I'm not trying to get on him, but he's left everything very short. His first shot didn't hit the rim, and the other two have barely hit the rim. So he, as good of a shooter as he is, as you said, it might be the court or something like that is throwing him off right now.
And back up to the top of the key for Trevor Wade. And it looks like a foul here on Richfield Springs. Going to be on Andrew Oakley on the far side as he got tied up, kind of wrestling over there for position. 1:52 to go in the first. 5-4 is our score. Want to remind you that after this ball game, we will have South Courtright and Deposit Hancock. That should be a whale of a game in our nightcap later on. That game's set to tip at 7:45, so we'll have a bunch of hoops for you tonight. Ball knocked out of bounds by Bowman. Bowman versus Wade on the inside, very interesting matchup here.
It is an interesting matchup, and I'll be interested to see as the game goes on, both teams settle in a little bit more, and because they haven't played each other, as you said before the game, so you don't really know what each team does. As each team gets used to each other a little bit more, how that might play a factor.
Wade with a straightaway three, no. The rebound is kicked out to Trevor Wade, and he's able to finish. That makes it Davenport 7, Richfield Springs 4. If you're an Indians fan, you know that even when this team gets behind, not that 3 points is a lot, but they do have the ability to come back. And there's a shot in the lane, up and good for Austin Bowman.
That's the Bowman-Wade matchup down low that we were just talking about.
7-6 the score with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. And now an over and back here on Davenport as they got towards that middle line. And the pressure was there from Richfield Springs. So a buck 13 to go in the first quarter. 7-6 is our score. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And they'll go to the high post. Kicked one out to the left side. Now inside for Bowman on the left low block. Up and under. Yes. Bowman with 6 to lead all scorers. And Richfield takes the lead. And now a steal by Hosford on the right side. Dishes to the interior for Dunkel. And he's blocked from behind. With 51 seconds to go first quarter, it's Richfield Springs 8, Davenport 7.
One thing I think Davenport will realize real quick is you cannot lob the basketball against Richfield Springs. One of the things I told my guys all the time is if you don't snap that pass and you lob it, they are going to get it.
Indians will work it in on the baseline, on the inbounds play. They go to Hosford straight away. Tries to go to the left corner. Tipped out of there. Good defense by Ethan Barrett for Davenport. 46 seconds to go now first quarter. And Richfield Springs with the basketball, inbounding to Hosford. Hosford plays a lot of AAU. I'm sure he's used to playing on courts like this. So once he gets his bearings, look out here tonight. Very good shooter. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. 8-7 still our score. Indians on top. Richfield is the 9 seed and Davenport the 4. And so Richfield will get it in along the right wing side. Again, they're in the purple with the gold trim. Davenport's in the white with the maroon. Hosford, right side corner, 3, got it.
And there it is, Nate. He's such a good scorer naturally that you know it's going to be just a matter of time before he gets comfortable and he gets going.
30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Davenport inbounded the ball. It got knocked out, so they'll try it again here in front of their own bench with Ezra Antle. And it is Richfield leading 11-7. Down the right side of the floor, they'll throw it away. Yeah, didn't tip off of anybody, just didn't find its intended receiver down the right side of the floor. So this is a nice position. Richfield could play for the last shot if they want. Shot clock's off with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter, and Richfield leading 11-7.
And they were just down 7-4, and how quickly things can change. They're a very good offensive team, and as you said, when they get down, they can come back very quick and very easily.
Hosford with 15 seconds to go, first quarter. He's going to dribble it out near midcourt and wait to get the opportunity they want. 10 seconds to go. Hosford on the right side, glances up at the clock, wants a three, no. Passes to the interior for Dunkel. Turnaround shot for him is too strong. Wade with a rebound. He's going to chuck at the length of the floor, but it's off the mark. First quarter in the books. Richfield 11, Davenport 7. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Quick shout-out here to Delhi Girls head coach Todd Bruce, who's out there listening in CDO land. Always appreciate his support. And a huge win for the Delhi Girls last night. They made it to the Section 4 Class C championship game. That'll be noon at SUNY Cortland on Saturday against Newark Valley. Very good Newark Valley team. But a three-pointer by Libby Lamport last night with 2 seconds left in the left corner. Flash. What a great game, and they beat Union Springs 41-38. Started the second quarter here tonight live from SUNY Delhi, and it is Richfield Springs with a steal at midcourt. They lead 11-7. Left side of the floor, here's Damon Boss with the Dr. J finger roll. It won't go, and the rebound comes to Dylan Wade. Wade down the left side of the floor, a little 360 spin, and goes into the left corner now. Tries to pass back up top, intercepted again by Clay Bobnik. Bobnik down the length of the floor. He's fouled from behind. And we'll go to the line. With 7:35 to go in the second quarter, it's 11-7. Richfield leading Davenport, and the Indians going to the line. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson, what do you hear tonight? And this looks like it's going to be a war back and forth here, Coach.
Absolutely will be. And that Richfield Springs 1-3-1, they like to make it look like you can get it, and they have very good athletes to where they can jump those passing lanes like that. It's so hard as a player when you haven't faced it to not see something and think it's there and make that pass, but you have to almost train yourself, just make the easier one, not take that chance, because when you think it's there, it's most likely not.
I want to thank all our special sponsors tonight, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, and the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Richfield goes 0-2 at the line, a rebound for Wade, and a long outlet pass to the far side for Trevor Wade. Dylan connecting with Trevor there, and now we're going to have a kick, it looks like. On the far side of the floor, there was kind of a whole melee over there, so I couldn't quite say I believe it was a kick. And so that's going to keep the ball here with Davenport right at midcourt. They've really struggled to get into the offense, I'd say, here so far. They try to go back to the far side for Jamison Quigley and out of bounds. So the Wildcats still trying to find their footing. Still a close game, though, with Richfield leading 11-7, 7:20 to go in the second quarter. And here is Hosford back across midcourt for the Richfield Springs Indians. Of course, the sophomore guard joined the 1,000 career point club just earlier this year. Well, just in sectionals, actually. Here's a three-point try for Damon Boss, and he traveled as he needed 2 points to get to 1,000. I felt bad because in the Tri-Valley Championship game, he needed 36. He fouled out with 34. So Davenport gets the ball. They go to Wade down low, and he is blocked by Bowman. And if Bowman gets in foul trouble, that could be key here for Richfield.
He's pretty much the only true tall guy that Richfield Springs has. And for them, they're going to need to keep him in the game. And for Davenport, that size, as I talked about before the game, is huge for them. Not both ways, actually. But if they can work the ball down low to Wade and Quigley, that'll be great for them. But if Richfield, as you said, if Bowman gets in foul trouble, that's going to make it a lot harder.
Dylan Wade 0-1 at the line, make it 0-2, uncharacteristic for him, and a rebound for Richfield. Back down the floor here with Hosford at the top of the key, splits two defenders, lost control of it, steal for Davenport. They're looking to run. They had numbers, but they couldn't get the ball off in time. Back down the right side of the floor, looking for Dylan Wade, and he stepped out of bounds. And things just not connecting right now so much for the Wildcats, but they're still in this game. Early second quarter with 6:45 to go. It's still 11-7.
I think Davenport just needs to settle down a little bit too much. They have open guys. They have the open lanes that they're wanting. They're just, I think they're speeding up their minds before the play actually happens too much.
It's a good way of putting it, Coach. I think they're just one step ahead of themselves right now. Richfield tries to go to the high post. It's knocked away, but Hossford gets it back. Works his way down to the right low block, and it was knocked away from him, and Dylan Wade will come away with it here for the Wildcats. Wade with an outlet pass, looking for Jamison Quigley down the left side of the floor. On the baseline, we'll go back up to Quigley. Skips one to the back door, and it was knocked away. And Richfield with another steal here, and Hossford will gingerly walk it up the floor with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. I think both these teams right now are a little affected by the bigger college court. That's my read on it.
And I think both teams not having played each other before, it's tough because, you know, when you don't have any experience against the other team, you can do all the scouting you want, but until you actually go face the 1-3-1 or you face the big that Davenport has, it's a completely different game.
A shot by Richfield was off the mark, a rebound for Davenport, and then a foul as they look to bring it back up the floor. You know, one thing about this Davenport team that I've noticed throughout the year, is a lot of younger guards on this team. And you get into these big games, it's great experience for them, but, you know, there's no substitute for experience either. These guys are getting it, they're getting thrown right into the fire here tonight. Wildcats across midcourt here with Trevor Wade. Wade will go far side for Ansel and back to Wade. Trevor finds Quigley in the corner. How about a three for him? No, off the back of the rim. Rebound, Trevor Wade puts it up in the paint. Can't get that to go. And a rebound is loose on the floor and finally scooped up by the Indians. There's Braden Dunkel ahead now for Hossford. Hossford just with 3 points so far, but he's had the ball in his hands a lot. Splits two defenders, steps through, can't get the right-handed layup to go. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, misses again, and a rebound underneath by Ethan Barrett. These guys are missing some shots you do not normally see them miss. Davenport ahead now. Cross midcourt, and shot is up and good for Trevor Wade. That cuts it back to a two-point game, 11-9.
And the thing is, just like we talked about, with Richfield Springs when they were down 7-4, Davenport down 11-9 right now. Yeah, things haven't been going your way, but it's still only a two-point game right now. There's still so much time left in this game, and if you're both teams, you got to feel pretty good about yourself.
Hossford for three on the right side. He's got 6 points on two threes.
Well,
are they going to say it's a two? Yeah, they're going to call it a three here. There's so many three-point lines out there. We talked about that last night. There's the new college line, the old college line, and a high school line. It's got to be hard for these guys, too. You're looking down. There's a lot of colors. You're in the heat of the moment. But that one counts for three, makes it 14-9 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Ahead now for Ansel, and he tries to get to the interior. We got a block here on the Indians. Again, with 4.5 to go second quarter, Richfield Springs boys leading Davenport 14-9.
And credit to the officials, too, with all the different lines on this court and stuff like that, knowing which one's the right three-point line and which one's not.
They really got to be paying attention to that. They truly do. We were finding in the girls' game last night, everybody was just shooting as far out as possible, which it's quite a difference between the high school and the college line.
See, and that's the thing. When you get on these college-sized courts, there's the multiple three-point lines, but there's also so much more room to where you feel like, I'm not really that close to half court. This is a makeable shot, and then you're way further back than you realize.
Ansel goes 0-for-2 at the line, and the shooting troubles continue here for the Wildcats. We will hope that they can figure it out here. Sure, a little bit of depth perception here, too, in this bigger gym. We see that a lot when we do games at SUNY Oneonta. 4:25 to go, second quarter. Richfield Springs leading 14-9. They have the basketball in the purple with the gold trim. Davenport's in the white with the maroon. Pass to the high post. Turnaround shot for Oakley. Rolls off the back of the rim. And a rebound for Dylan Wade. That one looked like it was going to go down. Outlet pass to Trevor Wade. Far side Quigley. Now back to Wade. Right side. They'll dish one ahead here for Ethan Barrett. Too tall. Out of bounds. And it's going back to the Indians.
Both teams are struggling with catching the ball tonight. And I don't know if it's something maybe with the ball, different we talked about it before the game, the different texture basketball than they were using during warm-ups, too. I don't know if that's doing something. But both teams uncharacteristically turning the ball over more than usual.
4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-9 our score. Richfield with the ball once again.
And the ball difference can also have effect on your shooting, too, obviously.
Yeah, right there. Goes through the hands of Oakley, out of bounds, and going back to the Wildcats here. And it really does just look, for whatever reason, a few guys on both teams just having a little hard time catching the hot potato out there. Wildcats with the basketball, Quigley down the floor. Got stripped, but it goes back to him. Takes it to the interior, and he's fouled by, I believe, Bowman. And so Quigley and Bowman get up off the floor. Let's see how many this is here on Bowman. We know that Graves has two already for Richfield. That's going to be two now on Hosford.
Bowman.
Or, excuse me, on Bowman, yes. None on Hosford so far.
And that's big. And if you're Richfield Springs, I think he's going to put a sub in for him because you definitely don't want him to get in foul trouble early.
Shot for Jamison Quigley is good. Makes it 14-10. With 3:45 to go in the second quarter. Make sure to stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up for you. We'll break this down and talk about the game later tonight, SK and DH. We'll have that for you on the radio as well. Jamison Quigley goes 2-for-2 at the line, makes it 14-11. The Wildcats hanging tough despite some early shooting troubles here. 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Richfield with a three-point lead and the ball. Here's Hosford straight away. Goes to Dunkel on the baseline. Dunkel skips one across. Now they go back to Hosford straight away. Hosford, who had 33 in the second round game, gets his own rebound and scores. Great play there by Dylan Hosford. I don't even know how he got that to go.
Well, Coach Ballard was thinking that that should have been called a travel because he caught the, he went up for a shot. It didn't hit anything. He caught the ball himself. He may have a good point there. I don't know. But unfortunate break there for Davenport. They got a good stop, but credit Hosford for the effort to stay with the play there.
That's a great point. He kind of threw it off the glass to himself in a way. It counts, making it 16-11 with 3:05 to go in the second quarter. Boy, these Richfield fans are loud behind us here. We're sitting right at center court. Here's Oakley to the interior. Tries to go back up top, intercepted by Trevor Wade. Wade down the right side of the floor, takes it all the way himself, missed it. Dylan Wade is there, and he's fouled.
And that's the effort from Dylan Wade we talked about. That guy, he came from one end of the court all the way down to the other. He is going to just keep working and working and working, and he's going to get any missed shot, it feels like, because of his height, his ability to jump, and just the energy level.
That's Graves' third foul here for Richfield. Team foul situation, Richfield with seven and Davenport with two. So Graves with those three fouls, we'll see if they bring him out or not. And Dylan Wade to the line. First shot is good. He's got six now. Makes it 16-12. Second one coming here for Wade at the line. As he steps in. And second shot is good. So he has seven. Makes it 16-13. Still a very manageable game here. 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Franklin Boys coach Skylar Thompson with you. We're glad to have you along. As Richfield has the basketball going right to left. Steal by Dylan Wade. Wade in transition. Boy, he's got some speed, and he finishes.
That's Dylan Wade at his best right there. And even though he's got the size, he moves so well up and down the court. Great field take it coast to coast.
16-15 now. Richfield ahead by a point. Things starting to heat up. Here's Hosford in the paint. Off the back of the rim, no. Rebound Quigley, and Davenport has it. Trailing by a point with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Wade gets around one guy, pull-up jumper for him, left it short. Rebound picked up by the Wildcats. They'll toss one back up to Quigley. Quigley steps in for three. How about that? Yes. Jamison Quigley now with 5 points. And Davenport leads 18-16. And the Wildcats are right back in this game with 1:55 to go second quarter.
That's actually a part of this game that really impressed me when we played against them. Quigley is a big guy, but he has a nice touch from the outside, Nate. And they were able to space the floor very well.
Richfield passing down low. Dunkel is blocked. And a rebound here off that missed chance for Davenport. Trevor Wade across midcourt. Will feed one inside for Ethan Barrett. Now back up top for Quigley. One hand shovel for Wade on the far side. Down low for Barrett. Takes it inside. Out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay with the Wildcats here. Davenport wanted a foul. They're not going to get it. With 1:25 to go in the second, Davenport leading 18-16.
And it's funny, Nate, I think they wanted it. I think they have a good point, though, because anytime you see the arm swing down like that, normally that's an automatic, but that official's got a way better look than I do from here.
Davenport will look to get it in. They go to the top of the key for Trevor Wade. Wade into the corner finds Dylan. Back to Trevor. He spots up for three. This one is off to the left. Track down, though. Wildcats doing better on the glass. Outside for Quigley. Three ball, no. A little too much mustard on that one, and it rolls out of bounds with a buck 10 to go in the second. Davenport leading 18-16 with halftime quickly approaching here tonight from SUNY Delhi. Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. Our second game tonight will be DH and South Courtright. That ought to be a great game. Osford at the top of the key. Osford goes to the right side, finds a wide open Dunkel. Right side corner, he got it. Braden Dunkel hits that one, makes it 19-18. Richfield retakes the lead. Now a steal by Graves at midcourt. Graves trying to dive out of bounds. Quigley got there first. I think we might have a foul on Graves. Let's see. With 44 seconds to go in the second quarter. If that is a foul on Graves, it could be number four. Don't know exactly. Yeah, that's four on Graves.
Number 22.
Graves is not happy as he comes off the floor here with 44 seconds to go, second quarter. They rolled the dice, leaving him out there, and he picks up that fourth foul, one of their starters. And remember, they're also without Jordan Deliberto tonight, who is an excellent three-point shooter. Rolled his ankle in practice and was not able to play tonight. So 44 seconds to go here. Coach Butch for Richfield is saying both guys were going for the ball, sliding out of bounds. He wants an explanation.
And it's tough to see from this angle here, obviously, because if they both were on the ground, but the official said he got a hold of his arm, it looks like. So if he did on that end, that absolutely is a foul, but we can't tell from over here, obviously.
Here's Hosford straight away for three. Off the mark, rebound for Davenport. After that, Davenport had a foul shot. They missed it, and then Hosford came down to take that three. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. And Wildcats with a chance here. Going to try to call a timeout to get things set up. Now I think they're just going to let it ride because the officials didn't see them trying to get a timeout. Ball is loose on the floor. Dylan Wade on the interior tosses it up and won't go. Gets his own rebound off the glass and good. Dylan Wade doing the work of a man on the inside, going to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And I don't care what team you're rooting for. You got to love the effort. You just got to love the effort. You got to love the intensity he's playing with right now. He jumped over all five guys, it seemed like. Went through them, got the and one. Big play here to end the half for Davenport. We'll see what Richfield Springs can do with 6.1 left after the free throw.
Wade just a monster on the glass, and his free throw is no good. Rebound for Oakley. Does Richfield get a shot off? They go to Hosford. Spots up for an NBA long three. No. Our halftime score, Davenport 20, Richfield Springs 19. This is a war, and we'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or
our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Our halftime score live from SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D boys semifinals. It's Davenport leading Richfield Springs 20-19. And it's time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report. Morabito has been serving the local community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Before we get into the scoring summary, Coach, your thoughts on an exciting first half. I think, especially if you're Davenport, you got down early, but you're hanging around here. Things could have gone bad right away because felt like Richfield had some early momentum, but you're hanging around and you got the lead at the break.
You know, honestly, I think both teams right now have to be happy with the first half, and I don't mean with the way that they played. I mean in regards to the score. Neither team played the way that they wanted to, I don't think, and I think both are going in the locker room thinking and knowing that as well. If you're Davenport, uncharacteristic turnovers, and even same for Richfield Springs, we saw passes that they don't normally make, especially from guys like Hosford, where and even his shooting early on, it's just not care. It's just not how they've been playing all year, you know. And they're used to the more than that. And I'm, as I said, the ball might be playing a role, the environment, just the knowing it's the sectional semi game obviously does some stuff to you mentally. But really, though, up by one, Davenport, you're like, that's a great spot for us to be. We didn't play the best we could. We turned the ball over. Richfield being down by one right now, and as you said multiple times, it's just the way that they play too. Even when they get down and stuff, they got to be all right with the way they're feeling right now. Both teams, though, after one half of basketball, able to go in the locker room, break down what they're seeing from each team after never have played each other yet this year. As I said, Richfield Springs in that 1-3-1 where they like to trap, get you in the corners, make you think a pass is there when it's not. And then on the other way, Richfield Springs having to deal with the size and everything of Davenport. Now you're going to see, I think these last 16 minutes in the second half, you're going to see a little bit different of a game now that they've gotten a little bit used to it.
So here's our scoring in the first half. First for Richfield Springs. Team high, 8 points for Dylan Hosford, 6 for Austin Bowman, 3 for Braden Dunkel, and 2 for Clay Bobnick. On the other side for Davenport, a game high 11 so far for the man, Dylan Wade, 5 for Jamison Quigley, and 4 for Trevor Wade. And we'll see how the second half goes for both of these teams. I'm expecting some big things from Hosford and some big things from Dylan Wade as well. Of course, want to thank all our special sponsors for tonight's ball game, including Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin. They were just getting a little out-of-town score update here in the boys' game. Right, yes. Thank you very much. Always getting good updates here at the table. Always appreciate that. Marabito Energy Products, of course. As I said, Matthew Campbell Insurance of Franklin. DTC, Delhi Telephone Company. Sportsfield Specialties right here in Delhi. And the AO Fox Hospital and Tri-Town Campus in Sydney. If I was reading that correctly, from what Jeff Bayer just brought over to us, he was saying that Newfield, the 4 seed, is ahead at the break over Watkins Glen, the 1 seed. Haven't really been paying too much attention to the Class C boys bracket, I apologize, but all the teams left there are not in our coverage area. They're all IAC teams. You have Watkins Glen taking on Newfield and Lansing taking on Moravia. Not that it wouldn't be great basketball. All those teams left are phenomenal, so I'm excited to see who comes out of there tonight, and that's a nice update there from the Downsville Athletic Director. Appreciate that. So, all right, 2.5 to go here before we start up for the second half. Our score is Davenport 20 and Richfield Springs 19. Don't forget, we're going to have SK and Deposit Hancock coming up at 7:45. So stay tuned for that as well. Second half coming up here from SUNY Delhi on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. As we start the second half here from SUNY Del High, and now a steal. Davenport steals it away from Richfield Springs just to start, and now we're going to have a traveling violation as Trevor Wade tried to put the brakes on like an old cartoon and kind of slid right out of bounds.
He saw Austin Bowman trailing him. Bowman obviously got the size, good athlete. He probably thought the chase down, the block was coming from behind. He tried to stop, have him go by him, but great play by Bowman to stay there and stay in front of him.
Yeah, and Bowman in foul trouble already. He had to be careful. Bowman to the interior is stripped. Now gets it back, turnaround shot, good. Bowman with eight. Richfield Springs in the purple with the gold trim tonight. Davenport's in the white with the maroon. Here's Dylan Wade going on the right wing side. Missed the right-handed layup. Bowman with a rebound. Richfield now going left to right here in the second half.
Keeping Bowman on the floor for Richfield this half is going to be the difference, I believe, for them.
Osford with the jumper in the paint. Took it from the left wing, weaved his way into the paint and finished. And Richfield leads by three, 23-20, with 7:05 to go in the third quarter. Here is Wade, takes it to the interior. Dylan with a little up and under. And they're going to say count the bucket here, I believe. Yes, basket's going to count, and he's going to go to the line here. A block is the call. That's going to be the first foul on Hosford. What a move there. What a finish by Wade.
Wade is a phenomenal athlete. One of the best I've seen with his height and strength, his speed, quick, everything, his jumping ability. Made a great move there and a great finish.
And the foul shot is good for Wade. So he's got 14, ties this game up at 23, and it already feels like the offense might be clicking here for both teams to start the third quarter. Tied at 23 in the Section 4 Class D boys basketball semifinals tonight, live from SUNY Del High. Indians go to the inside, and it's going to be a push-off here on Austin Bowman.
Yep, the official saw it. He extended his arm out. Richfield fans are not going to be happy about that, but that one was very obvious that he extended the arm way out there. You can get away with it a little bit, but when he put his arm way out there and you saw the difference, and this never helps, but when you are officiating, you know a guy is as strong as Dylan is, and he moves as much as he did. That is kind of the giveaway, too.
So that's the third foul on Bowman. Back the other way, Dylan Wade to the interior, and he scores. He's got 16. And Davenport retakes the lead, 25-23, 6.5 to go in the third.
And also an important note, that was Bowman's third foul on that offensive foul that he just picked up as well.
So here are the Indians to the left side for Dunkel, now back to Hosford at the top of the key. Hosford goes to Andrew Oakley, into the green paint, kicks one out to the far side for Damon Boss. Boss with a pull-up jumper, no rebound, Quigley. And the Wildcats will bring it back up the floor, here with Trevor Wade. Wade right at half court. Feeds one across the Broncos logo there for Quigley. Now inside for D-Wade. And the little jumper is short and a rebound for Bowman. And he's looking to run. Look out, folks. A runaway freight train. And now he'll put the brakes on. Goes for Hosford. Left side steps into a three. Looks good. Is good. And Hosford's got 13. He's heating up. And Richfield retakes the lead, 26-25. 5:45 to go in the third. Here's Ezra Ansel. Takes it to the interior. Blocked by Hosford. He's looking to run. Down the left side of the floor, now to the right. Hosford stops, wants another three, and pops, and it's short. Went off the right side of the rim. Quigley with a rebound. Outlet pass, he'll get it back. In the backcourt comes to Trevor Wade on the left side. They get through the double team, and they go to Dylan Wade. Back over to Quigley on the right side as Davenport goes right to left. Here's Trevor Wade, backdoor cut, finds Ansel, no, gets his own rebound. Smallest guy was able to get the rebound, but then was stripped. And he'll get a foul. Oakley took it away from him, and then Ansel gets called for kind of getting his legs tangled up there, and he'll get whistled for the call.
Nate, and I don't want to say this, but Dylan Wade that time came up limping down the court. I hope he's okay. I don't know if it's an ankle or something like that when he went up for the rebound, but he didn't look right. When he caught the ball here on the wing, he just looked to get rid of it, too, so we hope he's all right.
Hope that he's all right for sure. Richfield with the basketball. They go to Hosford on the left side, pump fakes on a three, and they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. And it's going back to Davenport. Some other special sponsors tonight include Lang Construction of South Courtright, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital right here in Delhi, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, and Wagner Logging and Hardwood Hills Golf Course between Masonville and Deposit. And now a pass to the right side of the floor here, and Davenport was kind of in muddy waters there, so they call a timeout. 4:50 to go in the third. We'll step away. Our score is Richfield 26, Davenport 25 on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter, live from SUNY Delhi tonight. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you. Of course, Coach Sky is the varsity boys head coach for Franklin. He's seen both of these teams numerous times. Here's the Wildcats. Quigley out of the timeout, a three, left it a little bit short, and a rebound underneath there for Clay Bobnick of the Indians. And an outlet pass here to Dylan Hossard. He's got 13. Stutter steps, takes it down low, steps through, in and out. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and scores. Hossard now with 15. Just muscled that one up and in. And it's 28-25. Indians leading the Wildcats. Here is Dylan Wade. Finds Trevor Wade on the left side. And they go back to Quigley on the right side now. Quigley steps through two defenders. And the big fella takes it inside, rumbling in. Shot won't go. Rebound underneath for Bowman. A jump ball is going to keep it here with Davenport. Good extra hustle there by Quigley to get that tied up. 4:10 to go in the third. A three-point ball game. Richfield Springs leading 28-25. Winner advances to the sectional championship game. Here's D. Wade with the jumper, and the bank is open late here tonight for Dylan Wade.
You got to love seeing an athlete still use the backboard like that.
That was nice. It was the perfect angle. I don't necessarily know if he meant to do it, but hey, it worked, and it's 28-27 with 3:50 to go in the third. Richfield Springs leading by a point. They go to Dunkel on the left side as they go left to right. They come back to Hosford. They're really trying to get the ball to him here in the second half, especially with some key guys on the bench, and now a steal by Trevor Wade. Richfield's in a little bit of foul trouble here in the second half, but a steal at midcourt here by Landon Schultz. He takes it the rest of the way and scores. Schultz, the sophomore, getting that one. Davenport back up the floor. This ball rolls out of bounds. Going to stay with the Wildcats. 3:25 to go in the third. Richfield leading 30-27. And so Davenport will be doing the inbounding duties directly in front of our scorer's table. The last time we were sitting here and a ball came towards us like that, we had Logan Furman coming straight at us from South Courtright. Davenport with the jumper. No, Dylan Wade. Rebound, and he's fouled on the left low block. I'm just so amazed at Wade's ability to have such a high motor engine on the boards. He misses, he gets another one. He's just completely, just always jumping off the ground. It's fun to watch.
And it's important. Sometimes you hear about in the NBA, like, the quickness or the timing of the jump. He seems to time it perfectly every time as well, which makes it even harder when you're going up for a defensive rebound, because that quickness off his feet like that is just so hard to stop.
Dylan Wade misses the first shot, second one coming. And this one is in and out, but a rebound for Quigley. Quigley goes up. He missed it. Wade with another rebound. There it is. Tries to put it up. He gets it off the glass. No, but it's a travel. A travel there. Otherwise, it would have been 2 points. Great hustle, but he shuffled his feet. 3:10 to go in the third, and Richfield leads 30-27. Here is Hossford coming across midcourt now. Hossford feeds one for Schultz on the left side. Now for Bowman at the high post. For Dunkel. Dunkel leaves it for Hossford. Right side corner three, just a little short. Rebound for Bowman. Bowman puts it off the glass, gets it, and he's fouled. Austin Bowman into double figures with 10 points. Count the bucket, and he's going to the line. Bowman playing with those three fouls. He's got to be careful, but he makes Davenport pay right there.
He's definitely got to be careful. As you've seen in this quarter when he's been on the court, it's been a different Richfield Springs team. They've got to make sure he stays. He does not get that fourth here.
Bowman's shot from the line, no good. Rebound is picked up by Quigley. Tapped by guess who? Wade. Ahead now for Antle. He wants to take it to the rim. Missed it. Trevor Wade with the rebound, though. Davenport has missed a couple of chippies here, and now a traveling violation. With 2:40 to go in the third. And it's 32-27. Richfield with the lead. They'll get the ball back. Richfield trying to build on this lead a little bit here. Hosford with 15 and Bowman with 10 for the Indians. Dylan Wade, with 18 on the other side for Davenport. Dunkel on the left side now for the Indians. Skips back across, finds Hosford, steps into a three, left it short again. Not enough mustard on it. Bowman a rebound, and he's tripped up. And it's going to be a foul on the floor here on Ethan Barrett. Kind of an unlucky break there. I think Barrett got a little tangled up too and just fell into Bowman, tripping him up. Team foul situation, three apiece. Three for Richfield and three for Davenport here in the second half. Indians will get it in. Hosford, wide open corner three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Dunkel. And Dunkel goes back out to Oakley, and he scores. Andrew Oakley makes it 34-27. And a steal now by Hosford in transition. And, boy, Richfield's really rolling. And here's Hosford. He stripped as he tried to take it into the paint. And it's going to stay with the Indians with a 1:58 to go in the third. Richfield leading 34-27. It feels, Coach, here like Davenport really needs a stop and a bucket.
They absolutely do. The momentum is starting to swing a little bit.
Dunkel gets it in. He's blocked. Huge block there by Trevor Wade.
Dylan Wade.
Was it Dylan?
It was Dylan, right in the middle of the zone.
I thought Trevor came over and got it from behind. Either way.
It was a Wade.
It was a Wade. Here's Quigley. Straight away, three. No. Skimmed off the front of the rim. And here is Hosford down the left side. Ahead for Bowman, and he scores. Bowman with 12, and Richfield with one of their biggest leads of the game at 36-27. And a timeout is taken here by Davenport with a 1:30 to go in the third quarter. Richfield on top, 36-27. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Richfield Springs leading Davenport 36-27, and the Wildcats have the ball out of the timeout. And they will pass one to Trevor Wade, now to Quigley on the right side. He's immediately double-teamed, splits it, takes it to the rim, missed it. Rebound here for Richfield. But it's taken away by Dylan Wade. Wade underneath is fouled, I believe, by Hosford. And the extra effort there by Wade was huge with a 1:15 to go in the third. Foul's going to be on the floor. Foul will be on Landon Schultz, his second, team's fourth. Wildcats will be doing the inbounding duties here with Quigley. Finds Antle. This would be huge. A three for Davenport. No. Sky high off the back of the rim. Rebound Hosford. And Davenport just can't buy a bucket at the moment. Hosford across midcourt to the right side. Shovels one into the corner. Looking for Dunkel. Now back to Hosford. Tipped away. And it looks like Davenport's going to have a breakaway layup here for Trevor Wade, and he scores. And Trevor Wade now has six. Makes it 36-29. Can Davenport maybe get a stop here in another bucket to close the gap here before the end of the quarter, or is Richfield going to add to it? Indians with the ball. Hosford now back up to Oakley. High post for Schultz. Back out for Dunkel. Into the paint, Dunkel, pull-up jumper, yes. Dunkel with 5 points. He always seems to find a way to get that big bucket. And it's 38-29, Richfield ahead. Davenport goes up, and it's blocked here by Bowman. D. Wade tried to take it to the bucket, and Bowman read it nicely and blocked it. Hosford in transition, takes it down low, up and under, missed it, but a foul. And Hosford's going to go to the line. Hosford and Bowman have been incredible this quarter for Richfield here, Sky.
Those are their two leaders. They've stepped up in a huge third quarter for them when they needed it the most. Surprised on that one by Dillon, though. He had a one-on-one on the fast break against Bowman, and he tried to go for the reverse. I feel like he knew that he should have known there was 3 fouls on him. Go at him and put the defender in a tough spot, maybe pick up a fourth, because Bowman's been the X-factor this quarter for them.
And now they're going to take Bowman out to make sure he doesn't get a silly one here with 16 seconds to go in the third. Hosford missed the first one from the line. I love that, Coach. If Bowman picks up his fourth there, that would have been huge. But instead they get a block and a bucket the other way, and Hosford gets the foul shot. He has 16.
And as we saw in the second quarter, when Bowman was not in, it was a completely different Richfield Springs, which allowed Davenport to do other things.
And now a traveling violation on Wade with 10 seconds to go here in the third, and Richfield in control, 39-29. Starts to feel like the depth here, this Indians team is playing a factor. Here is Hosford. Dishes to the far side for Schultz. Gets it back. Hosford checks the clock. Steps in for three. It's short. Wade's going to try to chuck at the length of the court, and it's no good. One quarter left, and Richfield Springs leads Davenport 39-29. We'll be back on CDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
As we start the fourth quarter here, just want to recognize some other special sponsors, including Shindello Federal Credit Union of Franklin, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart. 39-29 is our score. Indians with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Now a steal by Davenport. Back down the floor they come. Quigley ahead for Trevor Wade, and he scores. That's a big start there for Davenport. Yeah. Trevor Wade has 8 points.
Absolutely. They got an early stop, fast break, easy bucket. That's exactly how they want to start the fourth quarter. It's only an 8-point game right now, Nate. They just got to go one possession at a time, not get caught up in the pressure, get the shots you want, but go one stop at a time.
Indians with the ball. They go to the high post for Bowman. Bowman off the glass and good. And he has been fantastic here in the second half. Bowman now with 14. D. Wade splits the pressure here for Davenport. And a good pass through the teeth of the defense for Ethan Barrett. And he scores. Makes it 41-33. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Richfield Springs on top. Trying to get to the Section 4 Class D championship game. Indians with the ball. They try to go down low. They find, guess who? Bowman up and under, and he scores. Bowman with 16. Makes it 43-33. And Davenport can't afford to trade baskets here. Shot in the paint for Barrett was kind of altered there by Bowman, and a rebound for the Indians. Back across midcourt here for Dillon Hosford. To the right side, Hosford into the paint. Pull-up jumper, hit the rim twice. No, Dillon Wade to rebound. Outlet pass to Quigley. Davenport looking to move, and we'll have a foul on Richfield back up the floor on Clay Bobnick for a reach-in.
Dillon Wade is not moving well right now, Nate. He twisted that ankle early on in the third quarter. You can see it kind of impacted the way he's played, but
he just goes down and gets it out of the inbounds play here, and a foul on Bowman. It's going to be his fourth, and Bowman was way up in the air and came down on the back there of Dillon Wade, and then he hit the floor real hard, and we're going to hope that Austin Bowman is okay with 6:25 to go in the fourth quarter. We're going to take a break here. 43-33, Richfield Springs is on top of Davenport. We'll be back on WCDO. Injury timeout.
What are you doing about snow tires this year?
The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Austin Bowman being helped to his feet here. Nice playing these games at the colleges because they have their athletic training staff here. They're out attending to Austin Bowman. Basically what happened is there was a long pass to Dylan Wade. He pump faked, and Bowman went up in the air, and when Wade came back down, Bowman landed on his back and then fell off and hit the floor pretty hard. He's walking off under his own power now. Glad to see he's okay. He's had a whale of the second half here. 16 for Austin Bowman. Was a foul on him, which will pick up his fourth. So with 6:25 left, how does this change the tone of the game? Bowman out, four fouls. Can Davenport, you know, you hate to say it, but take advantage of an injury like this?
Well, first of all, you hope Austin's all right.
Exactly,
you really
yes.
do.
Yep.
I mean, that's the most important thing. He came down really hard. He got up really high, but fell right down. And so you got to hope he's all right. If you're Davenport, though, you hate saying it like this, but this is what you wanted. Not him getting hurt, but the fourth foul, right? So even if he's all right to come back in, he's got four fouls. That changes the way he's got to play. But they right now got to work the ball into Wade, which is exactly where they went to right now.
Wade kicks it out. Let's see if they try to continue to do that. Trevor Wade for a straightaway three. No Bobnik, a rebound into the hands of Hosford. And Hosford now has this team completely and squarely on his own shoulders. Hosford takes it right to the hoop and scores. Made it look easy. And Hosford's got 18, makes it 45-33. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Wade down the right side of the floor. It's intercepted by Richfield and then a foul on Davenport. Ansel was on the floor. Tripped up one of the Richfield players inadvertently, but it's going to be a foul on them. Here's our team foul situation. Richfield with six and Davenport with five.
If I'm Davenport, I'm slowing it down. I'm working the ball inside. I want to get Wade a post-up every possession. Even if he doesn't go up with a shot, you got to get the ball to him down low. That's when their offense was at their best in the first half.
And now we're going to have an illegal screen, it looks like, on Andrew Oakley. He was trying to free up Hosford there. And it's going to be a turnover. The clock continuing to be a factor here because Davenport's got to move here. Down 45-33. Still a lot of basketball left to be played, but every second that ticks off here is, you know, tough for Davenport. They're going to have to play very well here to get back in this.
I almost thought that they called that for a carry because it looked like Hosford was about to go up for a jump shot.
Kind of did, yeah. But they did get it on Oakley. And so Quigley tries to go back door, and it's pass is way too tall for Wade and out of bounds. They tried that home run ball, and Wade's saying, no, you got to dribble it down the floor a little bit more. We can't get those home run balls.
And here comes a press from Davenport, picking up full court.
Going to be a timeout taken by Richfield Springs with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Richfield 45, Davenport 33. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:41 to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lowe and Franklin boys coach Scott Thompson with you tonight here. Our score is 45-33. I don't have any gum. It's empty. People are asking me for my gum here at the table, but unfortunately I don't have any. 45-33. And an inbounds pass here for Davenport. They try to go down low, and they miss the shot there with Ethan Barrett. And a rebound for Richfield Springs.
And Nate, Austin Bowman is back in for Richfield Springs.
Wow, gutting it out here. And Bowman looks to be moving pretty well, too. Glad to see he's okay. Here's Hosford trying to take it to the interior. It's going to be a foul on the Wildcats. Going to be on Jamison Quigley. 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter. 45-33 our score. And that's going to be the 16th foul on Davenport, 7 on Richfield. Indians will look to get it in. And they will go to Bowman. Backs it down. Stripped. Ball out of bounds going back to Davenport.
Davenport needs to get a bucket this possession. It's 45-33 right now. They gotta get a bucket this possession here.
5:15 to go in the fourth. It's 45-33 our score. And Davenport is going to get it back. And they're going to go immediately to half court for Ethan Barrett. Barrett finds Wade at the foul line. He's really being shadowed here. They got good defense on him. Quigley to the left side. Now finds D. Wade in the corner. Back to Quigley. He needs this three. Can't get it to go. Rebound on the far side by the Wildcats. Off the hands there of Barrett and out of bounds. And it feels like the Indians have the momentum now, leading 45-33 with 5 minutes to go. The 9 seed, Richfield Springs, trying to make it to the final here. Knocked off top seed Morris. Also knocked off Milford. Hosford to the right side. Wants a straightaway three here. Just left it a little short. And a rebound for D. Wade. Wade in transition. Gets around one man. Steps through and scores. And Wade's got 20. And it's 45-35 with 4.5 to go. And now Quigley with a block. 4.5 to go here. Hosford helping Quigley up here at midcourt. That's what I always like about Hosford. One of the best scorers. Would have every right in the world to be cocky, but he's just normal kid out there. Great sportsmanship. Love to see it. Graves is coming back into the game. He's got 4 fouls. He's sat since what, the second quarter, Coach?
That was late in the second quarter was when he got the 4th foul. They're taking Bowman out. I don't know if Bowman is all right. I don't know if he said something to the coach. I think he might have tried to go. I don't know. He wasn't moving too much on the defensive end. Offensively, he looked good, but sometimes you think you can get back out there, and then you start moving, and it just is a little tight. So Hosford making the first one here is huge for them. Davenport's got to, as I said, we got to get stops for them. That's got to be their mindset, is we got to get some stops. If you're Richfield Springs, they're not giving Dylan Wade any easy looks. So their mindset's got to, we got to keep getting the ball out of his hands.
So Hosford goes 1 out of 2. He's got 19 now. And with 4.5 to go in the fourth, it's Richfield Springs leading 46-35. And the pressure has really been turned up here by Richfield. Davenport's able to break it this time, and the jumper is good for Ethan Barrett. Makes it 46-37. Here is Graves in the backcourt, coming off the bench, replacing Bowman. Graves tries to rip one down low, out of bounds. Dunkel tried to save it, couldn't get there in time from the looks. The Richfield coaching staff arguing the call here. Looks like the ball is going to go to Davenport, though, with 4:09 to go in the fourth. And Richfield leads 46-37. Oakley comes back in, and Bobnik to the bench for the Indians. Wildcats get the ball in. They need a bucket here on this possession. Here's Ansel. Goes to D. Wade. A three is well short. It's an air ball. Tipped back out, and Hosford comes away with it. He's ahead of everybody. Takes it in for the right-handed layup and scores. Hosford with 21, and it's 48-37. And Richfield Springs is on top here of Davenport. They try to tap one into the far side corner here for Wade. Out of bounds. Going back to Richfield. And Bowman's coming back in again, replacing Dunkel. 3:44 left. Richfield Springs in control here. Remember, Davenport had a 1-point lead at the half, but Richfield has played well here in the third and fourth quarter. Indians in the backcourt with Landon Schultz. Schultz now for Oakley, out of bounds, going back to Davenport.
Richfield Springs has the lead right now. They can slow it down offensively if they want to, but they're going quick here still. So It'll be interesting to see. But Davenport, you're not out of this game yet. If they want to get back in this game, they got to start at this possession, though.
Hotsford with a steal. He's able to get a piece of it, saved it back to Oakley, and now back to Hotsford. Gets across midcourt with a nice crossover move into the paint for Hotsford. Missed the left-handed layup. Just left it a little short. Here's D. Wade going down the floor on the right side. Takes it to the interior. He's stripped. And if that's on Bowman, that's five.
It is on Bowman.
So Bowman picks up his fifth. I don't even think he realizes it. With 3:16 to go here in the fourth, Bowman picks up his fifth. 48-37 the score. Richfield on top. I think that Richfield here is forgetting that he got the foul when he got hurt there. A couple guys on the floor saying, no, that should be his fourth. But that's his fifth foul. Dunkel back into the game. His coach is saying, yep, that's five. Sorry, Austin. He's going to foul out with 16 here tonight. I think they're forgetting about the foul when he got hurt.
I think so.
Wade to the line, gets the first one to go.
And that's big because there's still 3:16 left in this game. Without him, he's been the difference maker for Richfield Springs. So if Davenport gets back into this, this is the time for it. They don't have their size in there, so they got to work the ball down low to Wade, you think.
Boy, Wade misses the second one, and foul shooting has been the Achilles heel here tonight for the Wildcats. They have struggled from the line. And now a steal by Davenport. They trail 48-38, ahead for Quigley. Quigley to the interior, and he scores. Quigley's got seven, his first bucket of the second half. It's an eight-point game. Ball out of bounds.
Well, I think they called a foul on Quigley.
Yes, foul on the far side on Quigley. With 2:55 to go, it's an eight-point game. Richfield 48 and Davenport 40. This will send Hotsford to the line. Team foul situation, both teams with eight apiece.
That's also Quigley's fourth foul, so that's going to be big for Davenport going forward as well because he's been guarding Hotsford.
So Hotsford to the line. First shot good. Hotsford with 22. Went over 1,000 points two games ago when they were at Milford. You figure if he keeps up this pace for the rest of his high school career, it's going to end with a lot of points. Second one good. And Hotsford has 23. And it's 50-40. Still a 10-point lead for the Indians. Now a steal at midcourt, but somehow Davenport's able to keep it. Quigley to the interior. Now he dribbled it out of bounds, and it's going back to the Indians. With 2:46 to go in the fourth quarter, 50-40 is our score. Richfield Springs leading the Davenport boys. The Section 4 Class D semifinals. Winner will advance to Saturday's final right back here at SUNY Delhi. Hotsford tries to go to the high post, intercepted by Wade. Wade's off to the races. Right-handed layup is good. Wade's got 23. It's back to an eight-point game. Davenport, you know, is not going to go quietly. And now a steal. No, a foul on Davenport with 2:25 to go. Graves was going for that ball, but a steal by Ethan Barrett. And now that's going to send Graves to the foul line here for Richfield Springs with 2:25 to go in the fourth. Eight-point ball game, 50-42. Graves found himself at the line a lot in that triple overtime game that we did against Morris in the Tri-Valley Championship game. This is a spot he's used to being at, and he banks the first one in.
It doesn't matter how it goes in, Nate, as long as the ball goes in the hoop, but that's the second bank shot we've seen in this game.
Graves said, I'll show you. That one's going in. So the second one coming here for Graves. No. Rebound for Hotsford. Yes! Hotsford with 25 makes it 53-42. That might have been the dagger, unless Davenport's got some miracle magic here. A steal by Oakley and a traveling violation at midcourt here with 2:11 to go in the fourth. Some fisticuffs at midcourt. Oakley got tied up there with Wade. 53-42 our score. Richfield on top. The Indians, the nine seed, trying to make it to the championship game. They are a very dangerous 9 seed, I'll tell you that much. Davenport will get it in, and they try to go to Quigley, taken away. Another steal by Landon Schultz, safely into the hands now of Hotsford with 25. Here for Graves, Hotsford wants it back. Richfield going left to right with 1:55 to go in the fourth. Here is Hosford. Gets around his man and going to be an illegal screen again on Oakley here. Second time he's been whistled for that. With 1:52 to go, that's also going to put Davenport on the line here, right, Coach? No, they won't shoot for that. Okay. 1:52 to go here in the fourth, and Davenport's got to go. Trailing 53-42. Looking to get the ball to midcourt. They go to Wade. Wade up and under, foul, can't get the layup, but he'll head to the line.
That's just what Davenport wants right now this time of the game. Stop the clock, hopefully get 2 points at the line. There's still a minute 44. This game's not done yet. They got to get stops. First of all, they Richfield Springs' offense this half has been a lot better than the first half, but they got to get stops here late in the game if you're Davenport.
Wade to the line, left the first one short. And again, we said it earlier, the foul shooting has been tough here tonight for the Wildcats. So the second one coming here for D. Wade at the line with a 1:44 to go. Wade's second shot, in and out, rebound, Hosford. And Hosford's going to take as much time as he can, bringing it up the floor. Now he's going to go. Hosford on the right side. He's triple teamed, gets it off, and a pass down low. They missed the right-handed layup. Second chance, no good. But Wade fouls Clay Bobnick, and he's going to head to the line. And the Richfield Springs Indians came over from Section 3 a number of years ago, joined the Tri-Valley League, made it to the Tri-Valley Championship this year before losing in three overtimes to Morris. First shot at the line, no good for Clay Bobnick. Second one coming.
Important note here, both teams at 10 fouls apiece for their team. So any foul puts them on the line for guaranteed two.
Second shot is no good, out of bounds. And it's going to go back to Davenport. They're going to take a timeout with a minute and a half to go. It's Richfield 53, Davenport 42 on CDO. We'll be back.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience from frame to finish. Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, I want to thank our special sponsors tonight, including Lang Construction of South Courtright, Bassett Healthcare's O'Connor Hospital in Delhi, Arabido Gresham Insurance, SFCU, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, as well as Matthew Campbell Insurance in Franklin, and Marabido Energy Products. Davenport with the ball. Wade dishes down low. The shot was blocked. Wade gets it back. He lost control of it. Indians come away. Here's Hosford in the backcourt, and Wade's going to try to steal it away from him, but it's a reach-in foul there on Wade with a 1:15 to go. And Wade, true competitor, is just trying to do anything he can to get a steal and keep this game alive for his team. But it has been all Richfield here in the second half. They've found good ways to use Hosford as well as Bowman, who is now fouled out. And the 9 seed is trying to punch their tickets and put the icing on the cake here. They lead 53-42 with a 1:15 to go. And Hosford at the line. First one's good. He has 26. And the second one coming here for Hosford. And this one is good. Hosford with 27 makes it 55-42 with a minute 15 to go in the fourth. And it looks like Richfield going to get some subs here, or are they going to take a timeout? Okay, we're going to have a timeout. 1:15 to go here in the fourth. It's 55-42. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, everybody. A minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 55-42. Richfield Springs on top of the Davenport Wildcats here in the Section 4 Class D Boys semifinals. Quigley in the backcourt will find Dylan Wade. Wade dishes into the corner for Antle. Back inside for Wade, muscles it up and in. Wade has 25. And it's 55-44 with a minute to go. Hosford in the backcourt. Hosford coming near midcourt, dishes one to the far side now for Andrew Oakley. And we got a foul on Davenport right at midcourt with 52 seconds to go. This is going to send Oakley to the line.
That possession offensively, Davenport got the ball down low in the Wade. I've been thinking they could have done that all half, though, especially when Bowman got out with the fifth foul. But
Oakley at the line, first shot, no good. Yeah, been a little surprised Davenport didn't try to take more advantage of that. But I also thought Richfield's done a good job of at least closing off the passing lanes, making those entry passes difficult.
That's 100% correct, Nate. When you take the passing lanes away.
Osford gets a rebound here. He's fouled off that second shot from Oakley. But, yeah, those entry passes have been gone.
When you put pressure on the guard and make it harder to put enter the ball into the post, it almost makes it seem like you can't do it. Even if Wade's got great position or whatever big it is, but in this case, Wade, when there's more pressure on you, it makes it seem like it's harder to get the ball into the post and almost seems like you can't.
First shot at the line now for Hosford is good. He has 28. And we do have confirmation that the Newfield boys, the four seed, has upset top seed Watkins Glen 71-63 as Hosford gets the second one to go. So the number one seed in the seed tournament is out for the boys in Section 4. Davenport with a shot down low, and that's Ethan Barrett was fouled. So, wow, Watkins Glen came in 18-1, goes down to Newfield. Newfield, of course, was the team that knocked out the Delhi boys. So that's a huge win there. Those games are up in Cortland tonight, and we're here at SUNY Delhi.
Didn't you say they're in the same league or something?
Yeah,
like
all four of those teams are all in the IAC.
Which always makes it interesting this time of the year when you've already played against someone. Mm-hmm. You know, as we just, the game before this for Richfield to get here, they played Morris for the third time this year.
And to the line here for Ethan Barrett. He made the first. Second one, no. Tapped out. D. Wade with the rebound. Tripped up. It rolls out of bounds going back to Richfield. And Richfield's going to put the icing on the cake, it sounds like here. 57-41 with 41 seconds left. And so they'll get it to Hosford at midcourt. Hosford, stutter step, takes it to the inside. Missed it. Rebound for Bobnik. He couldn't get it to go. Second chance for him. And we're going to have a foul underneath, I believe, on Davenport. So a big second half here for Richfield Springs is going to propel them to the Section 4 Class D Championship game with 33 seconds left. They lead 57-45. And this will be Clay Bobnik to the line. So again, Newfield boys upsetting Watkins Glen. If you're a Class C fan, Newfield was the team that knocked out Delhi. Bobnik rattles this one in and out. The second game tonight will be Moravia and Lansing in that game out in Cortland. And Lansing was the team that knocked out Unitego. Second shot here for Bobnik is good. And it's 58-45 with 30 seconds left. Wade is fouled at midcourt. And so we might be doing a lot of foul shooting here in the last 30 seconds.
We got 32.7 seconds left on the clock. How long this actually takes, who knows?
So Wade to the line again, as you said, Coach, a tremendous athlete. Curious if he'll decide to play anything in the at the next level in college somewhere. He misses the first one here. He's a great soccer player as well. Sure we'll be seeing him on the diamond for Davenport here in the spring for the baseball season. Wade's second shot is good.
He just hasn't seemed the same to me since early in that third quarter when I noticed he twisted his ankle when he went up for a rebound.
Long home run pass ahead here for Osford. He was blocked. Looks like the ball might have gone out of bounds. Wade's going to get it at midcourt here after a home run pass. Wade dishes one off, finds Antle on the far side corner. He steps in for a three and hits it. Makes it 58-49. Richfield will get it in. Dunkel's all alone down the left side with 10 seconds left. Dunkel isn't fouled here, and a timeout's taken by Davenport with 6.8 seconds to go. And timeout taken by Davenport. Boy, things got pretty physical there, but we're going to keep it right here. A full timeout with 6.8 seconds to go in the fourth. 58-49. Davenport with the ball, but perhaps a little bit too late.
Surprise Richfield Springs. Twice in a row when they've inbounded the ball, they've got the lead. It's late in the game right now. Why they're still driving it, why they're not just dribbling out the clock. That's twice in a row they've driven right to the rim. Normally these teams just dribble the clock out here. Kind of surprised at that. I guess you got a wide open lane to rim, you take it, but still kind of surprised that they're doing that.
Again, 6 seconds left. It's 58-49. The Davenport boys trailing Richfield Springs here in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. We're going to have an abbreviated postgame show coming up right after this. We'll give out our three awards, and then we'll try to reset the scene for you as we have SK and DH coming up next. Davenport will get it in. Dylan Wade into the corner. A three ball here for Trevor Wade. No rebound, Richfield Springs. And that'll do it. 58-49. Richfield Springs is going to the Section 4 championship game in Class D. We'll be back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time. Our final score, Richfield Springs defeating Davenport 58-49 to move on to the Section 4 Class D Championship game. They await the winner of our next game, Deposit Hancock and South Courtright. Let's quickly get you the scoring summary here for tonight. First for Davenport, 26 for Dylan Wade, 8 for Trevor Wade, 7 for Jamison Quigley, 5 for Ethan Barrett, 3 for Ezra Antle. On the other side, for Richfield Springs, 29 for Dylan Hosford, 16 for Austin Bowman, 5 for Braden Dunkel, 3 for Clay Bobnick, 2 for Landon Schultz. We're going to quickly give out our three awards here, then we're going to take a quick break before we come back with our Butler Auto pregame show. Want to get into our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award first, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 29 points for Dylan Hosford tonight. He was tremendous. I thought, you know, put the team on his back at several different occasions, especially when Bowman got into foul trouble and got hurt there for a little bit. Dylan Hosford, the sophomore from Richfield Springs, our offensive player of the game. Brought to you by NBT Bank. Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Of course, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'll go with Austin Bowman tonight, 16 points. I thought his defense on the interior against D. Wade was tremendous. Helped them keep Davenport at bay. So we will give Austin Bowman for his gritty effort tonight the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth here in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll go with the man, D. Wade, Dylan Wade, 26 points for Davenport. It just wasn't quite enough tonight as the Wildcats fall, but a great effort by Dylan Wade tonight to cap off his career. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the South Courtright boys, the 2 seed against 3 seed from the MAC, Deposit Hancock. This should be a great game. Really looking forward to this one. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes with our Butler Auto pregame show. Richfield Springs wins 58-49 over Davenport on WCDO.
The Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
I don't have time on this Friday night. Been sleeping with two eyes open.